time for us to talk about downtown Bangor. We do it every week at this time. Now, normally, Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership will be with us, but she's got a big event going on tonight, a downtown town hall that gets underway at about 4:30. But we're fine without Betsy because we're joined by an experienced hand in the local business world. Glenn Hudgens joins us from Antique Alley. Glenn, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Antique Alley is one remarkable place. It really is fantastic. And you got a great location. We were just talking about this recently, how that part of downtown is coming back so strong.
Man, it's incredible. Going back about 10 years ago, you wouldn't walk down Columbia Street.
No. Yeah, if you did, you'd go fast.
Exactly. Yeah, or not get out at all. But it's definitely coming along. There's a lot happening. Widening of the sidewalks. LA Fitness is there. Mm. Two feet's there.
Right.
We got, New Moon Cafe is also there. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. And we're excited.
For anybody who doesn't know, what do you have in Antique Alley? What do you offer people? The name should explain it, but
yeah, well, it's very eclectic. It's not just antiques. And we have a catchphrase. It's where history meets whimsy. And whimsy is everything other than antiques. It's things that I find, near and dear to my heart and stuff I grew up with or my parents might have grew up with that brought back memories. So, yeah, I have fun with it. A lot of fun.
And you've got some experience in this particular type of business for
Anybody
who remembers the much missed and beloved Chez René.
Yeah, we miss it too. Yeah, we were able to, have an impact on interior decorating and bringing eclectic items to Bangor. I actually love that. So, that's what I'm trying to do now, but with a twist. And the twist is, obviously finding locally gotten stuff and understanding the story. That's what's important to me. And then when I pass that item on, they continue the story. Mm. So that's the way I look at it. And there's a lot of history in Bangor. I've found some really, really cool stuff.
Well, and that's one of the things we've talked about on this segment, too. It's so great to see these old buildings in downtown Bangor coming back to life. You can build a new place, but it's never going to have the character of these great old buildings.
I'd been going in and out of that building for like 5 years, and I knew exactly what that was going to be. I never even told my wife. When I told her I wanted to get back in the retail business, she said, "Are you kidding me?" From past experience, obviously we had to close Chez René due to the economy.
Yeah.
But, downtown Bangor's just got so much energy.
Yeah.
So much energy.
When it came time, you said you've been eyeing that place for a while.
Right.
When the decision had to be made, what made you lean toward being in downtown Bangor?
Being part of... I want to say a renaissance. I mean, there's a lot going on downtown, and I just want to be there. There's a lot of younger, vibe going on. I'm excited for that because we're retaining our young people, and, they're, changing the way we do business, So it's exciting. There's a lot of energy. For me, it was being, close to like-minded people, I guess.
And I love the fact, too, that downtown's become a destination the last few years. And it's great to see the foot traffic because that's the name of the game for a business like yours.
And there's nothing better than getting out in the morning. I'm setting up and, you're watching all the different families walking their dogs, walking their cats, and I'm like, this is really cool. For me, it was being outdoors and, being able to go to the coffee shop or... grabbing a quick bite,
Right.
That's what's so cool about it. But, I don't like malls. I've never liked malls. I grew up in, California, and all the malls when I was growing up were all outdoors. They weren't, over a big old roof.
Right.
And, I hate to say it, it's unfortunate, but, I avoided the mall like the plague pretty much. I never wanted to go. If I did, went in, got out, and, went outdoors pretty much.
Well, and I grew up in Bangor, and so... I remember when that was it.
Right.
In the days when whatever you wanted, you went down.
Destination,
downtown.
Yeah.
You could find it there. But not only is it back, but it's better than ever with the variety of businesses down there. But you mentioned it too, that young blood that we've got people, and you've been in the business world for a long time, but we got people in their 70s, their 80s, we got people in their 20s, and everybody seems to be working together.
Together. And that's the cool part of it. I'm seeing a lot of the elderlies are actually, you know, retiring to downtown Bangor. Yeah. You know, they got a nice little apartment. You know, they got everything they want. And it's cool to get to know those people, too. That's the thing. I love people. So anyone walking down the street, if they're walking in front of me, I'm going to be talking to them. So and even if they don't want to, eventually they're going to.
And that's part of the history, too, right. Is you're learning from those people who have been around.
Exactly.
Forever.
You know, it's the knowledge I get from them, I couldn't get it any other way. You know, I can go do all the research online that I want, but there's something to be said having that interaction with somebody.
So how much time do you spend on average, let's say in a week or maybe in a month, going out looking for items for the store?
In the beginning, I've been doing this subconsciously for the last 10 years, not realizing that this was going to be the destination or that was going to be the vehicle for Antique Alley. And I went out every opportunity I got, you know, every opportunity. So, but now it's not as... I do get a lot of calls. Hey, do you want to come and see this? Or I have this or I have that. And I have to be really selective because I got an addictive personality. So I'll buy it all if I'm not, you know, unfortunately, but good for them. right. But it's actually coming through the door now. And some really cool stuff is coming through the door, especially when, you know, there's a history to it. And that's what I like.
Well, and is that what you look for first, an item that's got a story behind it?
Most of the time, yes, but also not knowing the story from researching the item, that's equally important. So if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I get a piece and I'm really frustrated. I don't understand, you know, where it came from. And, you know, you got to do a lot of research. So I spend hours and hours and hours. That's what I do. You know, that's my pastime. I don't play basketball anymore. I don't play golf as much as I used to. I used to play a lot of pool. I don't do that. I was a regular at Hollywood Sluts. I'm not anymore. So, you know, that's what I do now. So
we're talking with Glenn Hudgens of Antique Alley in downtown Bangor. So how often does someone come into the store, see an item and say, oh, my God, I had this such and such years ago?
Every day. Every day. It's like walking down memory lane. You know, I'm in my great grandmother's house, you know, because I have a lot of vignettes set up and they're very tastefully set up. So, you know, it inspires the people to spend more time in the store. Even if they don't buy anything, you know, if they come in and they're happy, they're going to tell somebody and that somebody's going to come in and hopefully they're happy. And, you know, it's the way it works in business, unfortunately, but unfortunately, that's actually fortunate.
Right? Well, yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But, you know, at a time when a lot of stuff is disposable and quickly replaceable, you've got products that have stood the test of time because they were well-made.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing, too. A lot of it is very fragile, you know, and I got pieces that are, you know, 300 years old and they're glass and they're hand-blown and there's a process that, you know, took this artisan, you know, a long time to make. And then once it's made, someone cared for that piece throughout history. So there's a story that goes with each piece that I buy. And that's the cool part. And it's still here, you know? So yeah, we don't make things like we used to, unfortunately. Yeah.
So obviously you've invested in downtown Bangor.
Right.
Where do you see it going in the next 5 years?
You know, there's a lot of ideas going around that, you know, we could use the waterfront to maybe create an arts type of antique destination, you know, kind of like they have in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I think there's one going, escaping my mind, the event, but it's like 6 miles long. I would like to see something on the waterfront happen where not only do we bring the antiques, but we bring art and music and food and, you know, maybe some alcohol. That would be kind of cool. You know, nice venue that
I'm
people
a fan
can...
of all those things.
There you go, right? Yeah.
Well, we wish you continued success. If you haven't been in, you got to go check it out.
Please do.
Columbia Street, downtown Bangor, Antique Alley. Glenn's going to talk to you, so be ready for that.
Yeah.
Tell some stories. Make it an interesting time. Glenn, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We wish you good luck. It's 27 minutes after 4 here on Downtown. Next week, Betsy back with us for another journey through downtown Bangor, and we'll be joined by Rob Irvin of Irvin Architecture next week.